Are we live? I think
Yes, we are live.
we are live. Pineapple number 19, you said, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And hopefully this time it will be more successful than last week. My Wi-Fi is stable, my connection is stable. I think I won't disappear today.
Well, no, because
Touch wood, we never know what happens. It's unpredictable.
exactly. Exactly. But Janita, I think we have to have a heart to heart sort of
Heart to heart, okay.
a woman to woman.
But you are not a woman.
Well, this is my question. No,
Okay.
I'm not a woman. So,
Okay.
but I think it would be, really nice to, to have a woman to woman chat.
Okay, that's interesting. Let's start with a why. Why do you want to be a woman, or why do you want to change your mindset to a woman's mindset?
Well, I don't, I, well, I don't want to be a woman.
Okay,
I'm
good.
quite happy. I'm quite happy with my gender as it is anyway.
Okay.
My age is, too late anyway, but no. So to no, so but the woman's mindset.
Okay.
And because we're talking about mindset in this month,
Yes.
what it would be, it'd be a fantastic opportunity to, I don't really have any other woman that I can sort of speak with on this kind of level, except possibly my wife, and that's where I'm going to put this whole thing into context. So, as you know, a couple of years ago, my wife had what has become a life-changing accident,
Yes.
and she was hospitalized for 2.5 months. And although I knew how to, and she's still coping with all the after effects and still has a lot of treatment, et cetera, I don't want to go into details there.
Yes.
And although I was single for long periods of time, so I know the techniques of household management and shopping and cooking and
Yes.
laundry and so on and so forth. I did find myself rather rapidly being thrown into a situation where I had to take on two roles at the same time.
Yes.
I had to run Breeder as it was 2 years ago,
Yes.
and I had to all of a sudden take over the somewhat complicated structure that my wife had runs as a household.
Okay.
And of course, I had to visit her every day, which was, it took a good 3 hours, 4 hours out of the day, depending which hospital she was in.
Yes.
And I had to become like super efficient.
Yes.
And now, sort of over 2 years down the road, I sort of see the old habits creeping back in. She's back at home, although she actually travels to England every 2 weeks, but that's a different story again. But I don't have to be so concentrated on this. I think my female intuition side, or my feminine side, or my
Yes.
female mindset, I think I need a refresher course. I need a woman to woman chat. Or
Okay.
draw a line underneath it and go back to the typical man scenario, the caveman? So I don't know. So I've got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Don't even know if they're the right ones, because maybe I'm still thinking too much, man. So let's start with this. Do you think that this is a worthwhile conversation to have?
I think it's going to be very interesting, yes. And you might learn a few things.
Why do you think it's interesting?
I don't know. Maybe because I can ask my husband the same thing. Maybe tell my husband you should listen to this.
Do you think he would listen? I mean,
He would listen. But it also depends on your questions, where the questions go.
okay, all right. So, well, look, I sort of, I mean, there's one big difference in the whole constellation, is
Okay.
that, unlike us, you have a 6-year-old kid running around, so the
Yes.
dynamics are again a little different. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I still think, and maybe not so much now, but earlier I thought, God, it's just like, just like one gigantic circus. You're running around like a loony bin, and I, you
I
know.
can think of better words to use than a
Well,
circus, but
okay. Well, maybe you just.
I can't say it on air. Remember, I sent you a link to a song some time ago.
Yes, yes,
Yeah,
yes.
that is my initial thought.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll remain in the pineapple tin. But sort of like a one-man circus, or maybe a one-woman circus. Now,
Okay.
you're a clown, you're walking on a tightrope all the time, you're taming lions, and you've got to show all this confidence and say, well, yes, I can do it. Even though the lion actually, he's not daft. Yeah, the lion knows that you are afraid of him. So, are you just putting up a good act, or how do I go about this?
Sometimes you fake it until you make it, in my opinion. So, yes, you have to tame the lion, you have to walk on the tightrope. If you think about the everyday chores, you have to do the laundry, you have to do cooking, cleaning, taking kids to school, then you have to feed the dogs, and then you have to give them water. You have to feed yourself, you have to take care of yourself, and then your husband also needs help with things, and then you have to buy I want to mix bread and milk.
Brilk. You have to buy some
Milk.
brilk.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, you still need to smile through all of it.
Yeah,
So
I mean,
you have to show these things that you are not afraid. And you'll have to basically show the day that I can do this. I have the time. It's in me. I can do it. And you fake it until you make it. Even though some days you feel like I can't.
That's what I've noticed. I mean, with me, it was sort of like, this huge mental checklist, and then at some point the checklist got so complicated I actually started writing it down, and I started, so you're cooking dinner. No, I'm not, I know how to cook, but you've got so much in your head that it's almost like, you've got to write, so open fridge, take milk out, open milk top, pour milk into jug.
That's
I
a
mean,
bit extreme.
but that's how I felt.
Yes. I think it comes with a little bit of preparation too, or planning. Planning and preparation. Because if I in the mornings, I take my son to school, I get back home, I switch on my laptop, I have my coffee, I watch the birds and the sun and everything nice,
You have time for that?
and I do. I do. Even if it's just 15 minutes, I do that in peace and quiet. And then I look at my schedule. So, what do I have to do today? What times do I have to be available for which meetings? And then, most importantly, where do I have a break? Because in that break, I need to fit in as many things as I can. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, dishes, whatever. And then you still have to remember to take care of yourself too. So maybe do some reading, maybe watch a movie if you have time for that. So that's what I do. I plan my day every morning to see which meetings I have to be available for. Where do I have a break? That is the most important. The meetings is fine. I can wing it if I if I didn't plan it. But when you have a break, Or when I have a break, then I think, okay, what am I going to do in that hour, or what am I going to do in that time? And then I decide, okay, I'll cook dinner. What am I going to cook? I'll cook this, take the meat out to defrost, and then when the time comes, I'm ready to cook.
You're very disciplined. I mean, that's probably where I used to be good at that, but I would sort of, after a meeting, then I just want to relax, let, think about the meeting, and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And then my timing, I might actually say, okay, I've got to do all of this,
Yes.
cook, clean, wash, shave, but I somehow just want to then just process and reflect on what I've been talking about. So all the other stuff sort of gets pushed by the wayside.
If you wash the dishes, you can still think about, you'd use your head to wash the dishes, so you can still think. If you hang the laundry, you get some fresh air and you can also think about it. When you cook dinner, you can also reflect on what you spoke about or what happened throughout the day. That's how I do
But you've got a
it.
6-year-old son who probably wants attention as well, so it doesn't.
Yes. So sometimes he's also busy. Sometimes he keeps himself busy. He's either playing outside or watching TV. Sometimes he plays video games. Or he bugs my husband, which is also fine. And then I still have time to reflect.
Okay, so I think we're on the same level here, that but we just approach it differently.
Yes.
You seem to be much more disciplined than I am.
I think it's because I like a schedule, or I like routine. If I don't have a schedule and I don't have a routine, like the school holidays, then I sleep in because I don't have to wake up early. Then I don't plan my day because I don't have time because I sleep too late. So I think then when I don't have a schedule or I don't have a routine because of that, then my day is just messy. But if I wake up and I plan the day, then I'm fine.
But you see, I mean, coming up from my point of view, a messy day, it's, it's up.
It's okay. It's okay, but then I feel lost. I feel lost.
Is it really, maybe this is my thinking is, well, it's not that important. We can do it tomorrow. Or that can be done, or.
I also think about that. Like yesterday, I thought about doing the laundry yesterday, but then it wasn't that important. So now I have to do it today. But it's important because there's a jean that I want to wear tomorrow that's in the wash. It's also priorities. Now, this morning, or last night, I didn't wash the dishes because I didn't feel like it. So I did it this morning before the first meeting. So I quickly did the dishes, and now the kitchen is clean and I'm happy.
Okay. What happened to me yesterday with the washing?
Yes.
I forgot to take the washing out of the washing machine.
Yes.
I had to wash it a second time.
Yes.
Now it's finally hanging outside. Is that normal? Because I mean, the washing machine's upstairs,
I've,
I'm
yeah.
downstairs, and I just make,
Yes.
I come down in the morning and I don't go up until at night. So I mean, what happens
Yeah.
upstairs could, bomb could explode. I wouldn't notice it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So the kitchen, I could see it, so it was bothering me.
Oh, I see.
Yes, but other things, if I don't see it, I don't think about it. I don't
Okay.
spend too much time on it. So
All right.
that's why we forget the laundry. I've
Perhaps
also forgotten it, and the washing machine is right in the
Okay, so I don't have to feel guilty about that because I mean,
No,
I felt like a
no,
complete idiot when I went
no.
upstairs late last night, and I thought, oh, hang on, I haven't done emptied the washing machine. Well, that'll be nice. Yeah. Okay.
No, you
All
don't
right.
have to
So
feel guilty.
I think one thing I learned is that we all run on batteries.
Okay.
And It gets pretty emotional, gets pretty hectic and pretty gruesome. I mean, I can
Yes.
feel for you now because I've had to, do all of this, this woman to woman. I think I can understand you, but of course I don't have the little whippersnapper with me. But these emotional batteries, it's a real roller coaster, isn't it? Because you're rushing around doing everything, and then you want to sit down and have a cup of coffee and relax for 5 minutes, but you can't because something else has to be done, and it just goes bleh.
Yes.
Emotional batteries, are they rechargeable? Do they come in sort of packs of six? Or is this a single use thing? Because
They
I'm halfway through it, and I just, oh, for God's sake, and I go boom, and I say a few swear words, and then, I'm empty.
It happens to all the women that I know. So sometimes, like I mentioned before, you fake it until you make it, but sometimes you fake it so much that it takes up all your energy. And then at one point you just have an emotional breakdown. Like you can't do this anymore. So it's different for many women. Some scream and shout, others throw things, others want to go to the mountains and shout at the world. Some just keep quiet, some start crying. So it does happen. Your batteries run out at
I
some
know.
point.
I know it
But
happens.
that's why you have to make time to relax or to breathe or to exercise, or which
Yeah,
I
but
haven't done in some time. Story for another day. But maybe just spend some time with your family and forget about all the responsibilities. Forget about the washing, forget about the laundry, the dishes. It can wait. Forget about the cleaning. Just take some time for yourself.
and when do you
Or
do that?
go to the hairdresser, get your nails done.
Yeah, I mean, I went to my hairdresser this week, and it was kind of relaxing because all you have to do is sit there, and I get the full treatment. She washes my hair. And then, she starts talking about everything in really rapid French. So she has her salon at home. And then she sort of, steered to the place in the mirror. And then I sort of explain to her what she wants. And then we just talk. I mean, it's just, it's
Yes.
just good fun. Just, you just get a coffee and it's like relaxing. Yeah.
Yes.
I can relate to that. But it's only
Yes.
an hour max. I mean, how long does it take for you at the hairdresser?
I think it was about 2 hours, maybe a little bit over 2 hours.
Okay, what's different for women because they have to do other things and so on and so forth. It's just for men, it's just sort of. But I really appreciate this. I'm just wondering whether men hairdressers are better than women hairdressers, or because there's the empathy.
I don't know.
Would you like to have your hair done by a man?
I did. I
What
did
was
in the past.
that like?
He was quite good, but he didn't talk as much as the female hairdressers.
I think this is it, isn't it? Men don't really communicate. They don't really talk, do they?
Yes, he asked me. So I went to him a couple of times. My mom also used to go to him. And then he would ask you, what do you want to do? And how do you want your hair cut? And then he starts doing his magic. So he was very good. He was very good. But for the communication side of things, he didn't really communicate. So you kind of just sat there and watched in the mirror as they did your hair. He did your hair.
And were you sort of like bursting to sort of offload all your
No,
frustration?
not really. Not really, because I think at that time I was still very shy. So I didn't really want to talk.
Okay.
So I was okay with that. But my experience this week was much different. We Like all the ladies in the salon was speaking to each other and making jokes, and they asked me about my shoes. That's also another story. But anyways, I ordered these shoes last year for my birthday. I only got them before Christmas, so that's about 8 months in between. That's how long I waited for them. So the one lady complimented my shoes, and I told her the story, and she made a joke to say, "Well, that's almost the amount of time you wait for a baby." So that gave me a whole different perspective on my shoes.
Yeah, I think this is one of the really important points, and this is what I miss in my female role,
Yes.
sort of the to sit down with a bunch of other men and just talk about cleaning and cooking and shoes and hair curlers and
Yes.
missing socks and soiled clothes because the kids have gone crazy and you don't know how to get the stains out and so on.
Yes.
That's kind of, does that help? Because I think it would help me if
It does. It does. Yes.
yeah.
It does.
So how do you think men could, I'm sure there must be other men in my situation, sort of have this sort of men's self-help group.
Probably my husband, because he only has one friend. And they live far away from each other, so they only talk to each other on the
I think, yeah, okay.
Yes. So I think maybe he's in desperate need of help or conversation or something. I don't
Well, look,
But
I
he
mean,
doesn't show it, though. He doesn't show it.
well, how do you know it? You know him well. You sort of,
Yes.
all right. Well, he's your husband. You should know him well. I can and I do find myself talking to the kettle, the dishwasher. They don't say anything intelligent, but should I be worried about talking to the dishwasher and sort of letting loose my thoughts about why somebody didn't eat their dinner, or why the toast got burnt again, or something like that, or the, I mean, the oven wants, a little bit of cleaning in TLC. Do you talk to your kitchen appliances?
No, I don't talk to my appliances. I talk to the dogs or the hamster or the plants.
They're understanding, are they?
And they don't talk back. They don't chirp you. They don't complain. Well, only the lily, because she looks like she's dying when she needs water, but that's okay.
But
We
that's
get through
because you
it.
haven't watered her. It's not because she's depressed by the conversations that you're
Yes,
inflicting upon
yes.
her.
No, she I think she likes the conversations because she's growing much bigger now.
How does it help you?
Well, my one dog talks back, actually. I wonder if he's here. No, he's not. But he complains sometimes.
What does he complain about? Something that he doesn't like, or does he complain about the level of conversation that you're having with him?
I think maybe the level of conversation. Maybe he doesn't understand the conversation. He only knows food, lizards, birds. So he's that typical dog. If you shout squirrels, he'll search for the squirrels or the birds or the lizards.
Yeah, I mean, I have the same problem with our cats. I mean, they will understand their names, they will understand certain key words,
Yes.
but they don't really understand, which, I find a bit sad, because I mean, you probably have a better convers I mean, you know, better conversation with your cat than or your pet than with your partner.
I think maybe they do understand. They just choose to show us what they know. I was just looking at this plant behind me, so there's a lot of new leaves. So I think she likes the conversation. I think she.
She gets to hear a lot. I mean, because she's right
Yes.
behind you. I mean, she gets to hear a lot of conversations every week. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this. This is a really old cliche. And I had to multitask a lot. You know, because
Yes.
you're downstairs doing something, upstairs the washing machine is whirling around. The windows might be open, you haven't closed the windows. You're sort of like thinking a lot of things running in parallel. And until now, I always poo-pooed women who say, well, you've got to multitask, you've got to do several things at the same time. And before all of this started on me, I thought, no, you do everything in sequence. Yeah. Now, 2 years later, when sort of my wife does certain things, she is an absolute believer in multitasking. Yeah. You can empty the rubbish bin, have a phone call, clean the house, drive shopping, and command your husband around all at the same time. And the problem is that you can multitask if the tasks are related to each other.
Yes.
But if they're unrelated to each other, then all chaos breaks loose. So I'm
Yes.
trying to train my wife to choose tasks that are related to each other. But she does not believe in doing that. Well, what's your experience?
It depends on, I think it's related to each other, because this morning I loaded the laundry into the washing machine. I switched it on while I was waiting for the sink to fill up with water so that I can wash the dishes. So that's multitasking. You're doing two things at the same time, but almost like in sequence. They are together. It's in one place. Sometimes I cook dinner and then I will do the dishes while I cook dinner in between. So when I use a cutting board and a knife, I can just wash it and put it out to air dry. We don't have a dishwasher. So I think it depends on what you are doing.
I mean, one of the cliches that says, when a man cooks, there's nothing left in the cupboards, and everything's either in the dishwasher or the kitchen sink or both. And I found that it's really easy. I'm really proud of this, that it's really easy to cook, wash, and go all at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, or cook, wash, and load into the dishwasher at the same time. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but my wife, she's taken on the man role now. She sort of empties everything out, and then, the dishwasher's overflowing, and it's like, well, we're going to have to either do two runs or it waits until good morning. So, I think I'm doing really well on that. That's multitasking in the kitchen. How do you take everything out of the cupboards and then find it?
No, I take what I need and then wash it.
Okay.
I don't know, or rinse it. I will choose one knife and I will use the one knife to cut the vegetables and the meat and whatever, and I would just rinse it in between. The same with a cutting board.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
would also rinse the cutting board. I have four cutting boards and I have, I don't know, 20 knives, but I would use the same one.
Yeah, I mean, we also have a knife rack hanging on the wall, and there's like about 15 knives on there, each with a different purpose. But at the end of the day, I only use one or two. Do you use a
Yes.
long, big cutting knife, or do you use a small one? Because I like the big, long ones. You get
It
more.
depends what I'm cutting.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like a pineapple or potatoes, I would use a big one, but if I make salad, I would use a small one.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so what's your job title? You CEO, or I heard it somewhere. I manage a small company, or I manage a small enterprise, and that is my family. You know, as they do this, they do that, and I have a. But how would you, would you see yourself as?
I'm going to use my husband's answer. He always says I'm bossy.
So you're the boss, yeah?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, he might have a different opinion.
Would you say he's a good you're a would you say you're a good
He's pointing to the. No, he's going to bring it.
what's he
As
going
I
for?
said that loud enough so that he can hear. So he bought me this that says, I'm not bossy, I just have better ideas. He
Oh
bought
yes.
me this on our honeymoon. It's been on the kitchen ever since, or on the fridge ever since.
Okay. All right. Would you say
I
yourself?
try not to be bossy, but I don't know. Maybe my message comes through in the wrong way.
Well, because because maybe it is simply that we carry this enormous burden. You know, the batteries are empty, but we
Yes.
have to function, we have to do everything.
Multitask, yes.
Multitask and we just have to do everything
Yes.
that maybe being bossy is you're delegating, you're trying to delegate
I
with
think
varying
so,
degrees of
yes.
success, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and just sharing opinions and sharing ideas and
It's
trying to
like
get through the day.
it's like going shopping. It's like going shopping, isn't it? You don't actually want to buy anything. You just want to know what's there, just in case you might need it in sometime in the future.
Yes. Yes.
Men don't understand that. Okay, what do you think? Do I need some retraining, or am I still
I think
under?
my ideas and your ideas and the way I do things and the way you do things is very much in line. I don't think you need extra training.
So
I think
I'm
you are doing just fine.
she said drinking a coffee.
Oh,
Is it cold coffee?
that might no, my husband made me a fresh, warm mug.
Ah, okay. Lovely. Okay. All
But
right.
that's
So.
the other thing that I want to mention. We help each other. So if I have a bad day, he will help. If I don't have time to wash the dishes, he will help. If I don't have time to clean, he will clean. And then other days, he doesn't feel like doing anything, and then I help in his department. So I think there's a balance. You need some balance. So even though you want to do everything, it's not possible that you can do everything all the time. So maybe the balance is also important.
Did you have to train him for this, or
No, he was trained when I got him.
he was fully trained? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we do the same. At least I think I'm helping.
Okay. I know you are because you are responsible for lunch and then you cook dinner together, as far as I know.
Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes I know I'm responsible for cooking Friday to Sunday.
Oh, you see.
I'm trying to offload.
Lovely.
I am trying to offload the lunch responsibility. But I'm
Okay.
not succeeding in that very, very well, because we have different ideas about lunch. You know, lunch should be a sandwich or something like that. And I don't mind cooking at lunch. I'd rather have the sandwich in the evening. So we're sort of like
Okay.
polar opposites there. So I'm trying to train my wife to do it, but I'm not very successful because she is
Okay.
very stubborn on that front, you know.
But there's a thing that they say you should have breakfast like a king, lunch like I can't remember what it was, and then dinner like a beggar.
Exactly, yeah. So
So have
it's
a big breakfast, a smaller lunch, and then just something small for dinner.
yeah.
We don't do that, but that's just something that
Oh.
comes to mind.
Well,
I won't be able to have a big breakfast. I don't even eat breakfast in the
we
morning.
don't do that either because invariably my wife's routine is such that she will have breakfast and lunch together because by the time she's got herself going, it's almost lunchtime, by which time I've done a full day's work by then,
Yes.
and she's just sort of climbing down the stairs
Yes.
and I'm thinking about lunch, but I haven't even had breakfast yet. So I think this communication bit, that's the most difficult bit, the partner.
Yes.
That's
Yes.
okay.
And I
So
saw a very, very interesting video last night, actually. I think it was on Instagram, where this lady said, "Why can't we just have sandwiches for dinner? Why do we have to cook for dinner?
well,
Why
she's
can't
not.
we just have a peanut butter and jam sandwich or just a cheese sandwich for dinner?" And sometimes we do that. Sometimes we have breakfast for dinner, like eggs, bacon, maybe some sausage and toast for dinner. Sometimes we will have sandwiches for dinner, but it just depends how the day went and how the week went.
I tell you what is really good are slow cookers. So yesterday afternoon, I just bung some chicken wings in the slow cooker.
Yes.
And then sometime at 7:30, 8 o'clock, they were ready, plate, made some French fries, put them on, couple of peas, dinner, bingo. No
Yes.
effort involved at all.
Yes.
No effort involved. Okay. Right. So I'm still on the right side of the equation.
Yes.
That's good to know. Well, thank you for this heart to heart.
It's a pleasure.
Can men become a better woman?
No, I don't think so.
And should they be?
No.
So an imperfect man is better than a perfect. Well, how would you say it? An imperfect man is still better than I don't know, woman is,
Don't know.
no.
Women aren't perfect either.
Oh no, we're led to believe that.
So nobody's perfect, and that's what I said yesterday as well. Nobody's perfect. We make mistakes, we do the wrong things, we say the wrong things. That's why I'd be covered in glitter if we look back at yesterday's conversation. So nobody's perfect. Even if you feel perfect, or even if you think that you are bossy, or you are the boss and you run the household on a strict schedule routine. No, you're not perfect. And you don't have time to do everything. You can't do everything, and you need some help. But to be try to be a perfect man, that doesn't work for me. Maybe other women will disagree with me, but
Well, there's 8 billion of us on this planet anyway. Right.
yes.
Okay. So, I think I've, well, I'm glad to know that I'm still on the right track. So that's good. Yeah.
Yes.
The female mindset in our Mindset Month, September. Yeah.
Yes.
And men understanding women and women understanding men. It's a discussion we will have.
I don't think, I don't know. Yes.
It will continue long after we are all gone. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Fruit Loop, thank you for your time. Thank you for your insights.
My pleasure.
Thank you
Did
for.
you have fun?
I always have fun. I
Okay.
always have fun. Yeah. Don't know if I learned anything, but I could have this heart to heart.
I thought I was going to teach you a lot of things, how to do this and how to do that, but then I realized you already know it. You already do it.
Well, maybe you should speak to my wife, and then you'll know all the shortcomings, and then we have a different conversation.
Maybe we should arrange a meeting.
What, the two of you, or
Yes,
just the two?
the just the two of us, me and her, and then maybe you can talk to my husband. He can tell you why I'm bossy.
Maybe we should.
You
Okay.
can take notes, I can take notes, we can compare notes and see what are we doing wrong.
And then can we still work together in Breeder afterwards? Yeah.
We can still work together because it's their opinions.
It's not important what they say, no?
No, but it's good to know.
Well.
Just for interest's sake.
Just for interesting, yeah, research purposes, educational research
Yes.
purposes.
Maybe we can write a manual. What to
That's
do,
a...
what not to do, how to understand women, how to understand men.
We should put that on the list for next year. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But the woman is, it's going to be a lot of chapters.
And then, of course, women in different countries and different cultures, understanding them as
Oh,
well.
yes.
Yeah.
They're, it's going to be complicated. That's going to be a job.
I don't think we have enough. Well, you're a bit younger. Maybe you'll be able to do it in your lifetime. I'm sort of heading towards the end. Okay, right. Fruit Loop, brilliant. Thank you very much
My
for
pleasure.
teaching us this How to Be a Better Woman chapter in.
It's my pleasure. We'll see each other again next time.
Yes, different. We have Bruce next week, I think.
Yes.
So, okay.